This is Deborah Mitford, the youngest of the infamous Mitford sisters. Unlike some of her elder sisters, she wasn't a Nazi and she wasn't a communist. She seemed to have not held extreme political views either way. Deborah, known as Debo to her family, was born in 1920. In 1941, she married Lord Andrew Cavendish, who was the younger son of the 10th Duke of Devonshire. In 1944, when Andrew's brother was tragically killed in action, he became the heir to the dukedom. And then, only 6 years later, his father, the Duke, died, and so he actually became the Duke at a very young age. And Debo became the Duchess of Devonshire at the age of 30. They also inherited the beautiful Chatsworth House, though they didn't move in immediately. And this is the beautiful Chatsworth House in Derbyshire, famed for being in films such as Pride and Prejudice. The Duke and Duchess moved into Chatsworth House in 1959, by which point they had children. You can see her two eldest children here, including Lady Emma Cavendish and the heir to the dukedom. Something quite tragic that I hadn't realised is that although Debo had 7 babies, only 3 of those survived, 4 died shortly after birth, which is crazy to think that that happened in the 20th century. Despite this personal tragedy, Debo threw herself into running Chatsworth House and making it into a real business and a tourist attraction. She oversaw the redecoration of the house and she rearranged its furniture, and she became very knowledgeable about the history of the house and the family into which she'd married. She actually published books on it. She was just so passionate about the house and she made it into a real commercial success. She even took up her role in the ticket office because she enjoyed interacting with the public who visited. She was essentially an entrepreneur and she was able to channel all of her energies into this wonderful endeavour. In fact, she made Chatsworth the success it is today. When her husband, the Duke, died in 2004, she became the Dowager Duchess of Devonshire and was just as forceful as she always had been. Debo died in 2014, having outlived her husband by 10 years and all of her sisters.